A Dream Come True, Experiences of a Ukrainian Bandurist at the Global Music Workshop in Boston, a text by Anastasia Wojciuk. It was a night in March 2023. I was sitting and filling in a lot of documents for a group of Ukrainian musicians to travel to Great Britain in relation to the UK-UA Season of Culture, when I received a message from a good friend of mine, a bandura player from North America, Julian Kaitesty. It was a link to a competition to participate in Silk Road's Global Music Workshop, GMW, an annual summer program for musicians who experiment with a combination of different styles of music, including folk, which is exactly what I am looking out for and what is so hard to find in Ukraine. Being overwhelmed by organizing artistic residency for Ukrainians in wartime, I dreamed about music residency for myself. And my dream came true. Introduction ends. Silk Road's GMW was founded in 2015 as a program for musicians with different musical backgrounds, students, teachers, professionals, and amateurs who played different instruments and in different genres, classical music, jazz, folk, etc. Here they can immerse themselves in music through collaboration in small musical ensembles led by prominent musicians from different parts of the world. This year, the teachers were Mike Bloxello, USA, Maeve Gilchrist, Celtic Harp, Scotland, USA, Edward Perez, Double Bass, USA, Bala Koyote, Balafon, West Africa, USA, Hanka Znetsky Piano, USA, Jamie Haddad, Drums, USA, Meihan Jing, China, USA, Abir Neme, Vocals, Lebanon, Carla Ramnath, Violin, India. GMW 2023 was a collaboration between the Silk Road Organization and the New England Conservatory in Boston, USA, and brought together 70 musicians from 25 countries who were playing 26 instruments and were selected from 175 applicants. Silk Road is a globally oriented music organization founded by cellist Yo-Yo Ma in 1998, which also runs many other musical projects. Everything that I used to watch on YouTube, I now saw live. If I would be asked to describe the experience of GMW in one sentence, I would say, if you could imagine an intergalactic orchestra in the movie Star Wars, it would look exactly like us. A lot of smiling and sincere people with strange and magical instruments at the same time who want to play together and do it in a great way. Visible is a photograph of the Silk Road Global Musician Workshop, with roughly 80 people sitting or standing on stage, some with their instruments in hand. A photo by Hannah Rose. To get into GMW, you need to apply around March, and then you have two options. Either you will be offered a scholarship, or you will have to pay tuition. In any case, the costs of flight, accommodation, and meals remain with you, and of course, the visa. I was lucky to receive a scholarship and did not have to pay for education, but I still needed to find about $3,000. In addition, I had to get an American visa, which in my case was very difficult to obtain because during the war, the U.S. embassy in Ukraine is closed and I had to go to neighboring countries. If it wasn't for the support of the North American bandurist community and my good friend and mentor, Julian Kaitesty, I wouldn't have been able to get into this program at all. They supported all my expenses except tuition for the course. Another photo shows Julian Kaitesty and Anastasia Wojciuk standing side by side holding their banduras. Photo courtesy of Anastasia Wojciuk. This year, bandura and Ukrainian traditional songs were presented for the first time at GMW, and I asked myself why. There are so many bandura players among Ukrainian immigrants in North America, while there are many talented musicians in Ukraine. Why are they not here, though we have such a rich folk tradition to share? The answer is quite simple. Bandurists who moved to the United States in the last century due to the instability of the situation in Ukraine, which was often under the rule of other states, had to try and preserve the traditions they took away with much effort and all their might, meaning they just managed to preserve the format and the repertoire. I would really like to say that times have changed and we can relax, but the last 1.5 years have shown that Ukrainian culture, like many other cultures in the world, is at risk of disappearing. And those bandurists who are in Ukraine today are mostly representatives of the academic school of playing, while folk players were often persecuted and their work prohibited during Soviet time. I am a non-standard bandura player who grew up listening to art rock, and in my student years I became very interested in the folk music of different ethnic groups. I even played guitar in an Irish band in Lviv. Even more interested, I was in world music, where you are better able to mix and experiment. When working with Ukrainian folk songs in my band, Troye Zilya, I often looked for a dialogue with other cultures. For example, I added Irish and African motifs to arrangements. Therefore, GMW became a real paradise for me. During the GMW, I constantly felt a great concentration of mutual interest. We talked to each other a lot during breakfasts and lunches, but the most interesting aspect were the almost random night jams, when we found a little time between rehearsals and performances to try to play together. We understood that we might never meet again and that this was a unique chance to create something together. In this way, it was possible to create a collaboration with the Iranian musician Mehnam Rastegari, who moved to the USA more than a year ago and plays Comanche and the violin. There were several Iranian musicians at the GMW who played oud, drums, and sang. In a strange way, I felt a very good connection with the Iranian music community, especially about the experience of life during the war. One evening, Mehnam and I sat down to play together. I sang the Ukrainian folk song, Oy you poly drevo, the tree in the field, after which she told me that she could feel and understand everything, an experience that cannot be described in words. Visible is a photograph of Mehnam Rastegari on stage, holding her instrument Comanches or Comancha. Next to it is a prominent quote. The war did change the music and the culture as well as the minds of the musicians in Iran. Musicians who were children when Iran and Iraq were at war are making different music than their previous and following generations. I guess they use a lot of percussion, aggressive percussion. Some people consider that a side effect of the war. The quote is cited as Mehnam Rastegari, Comanche and violin player, Iran AUSA. Visit link www.instagram.com/Mehnam_Rastegari. Next is a photograph of Wan Xing, a photograph by Hannah Rose. The text continues, another extremely organic and interesting collaboration happened with a musician from Hong Kong, Wan Xing, who plays the traditional instruments, Xing. From the first time we saw and heard each other, we said together that our instruments are sisters. They have so much in common. When we sat down to experiment, our friends from the British Isles stopped by. After only 10 minutes, we were playing as a trio with Gregor Black, an Irish bodhran player. That same evening, we recorded several improvised compositions, and after the end of the workshop, we realized that we want to continue playing together as a trio. So we started seeing each other online, looking for new opportunities to meet, and named our project Aspiration GWA. You can listen to our first demo recordings here. Visit www.youtube.com/@AspirationGWA. A photograph show, Gregor Black, Wan Jing and Anastasia Wojciuk. Photo courtesy of Anastasia Wojciuk. Quote, I found the pairing of Bodhran and Bandura to be very natural, and my experience playing with Klausash reminded me of the style of the Bandura. Both Anastasia and myself were able to easily exchange folk music from our cultures in Ukraine, Scotland, and Ireland. Gregor Black, Irish percussionist. Visit link www.instagram.com/Gregor_Black. Another quote. The beautiful folk songs and bandura music from talented Anastasia bring us back to Ukraine's culture. It is amazing to find the connection between the Chinese zhang and the bandura through the amazing sounds. I'm looking forward to our collaboration soon. Wanxing, Chinese Jing player from Hong Kong visit, link www.instagram.com/wanxing_music. The text continues. On the last day, I had the opportunity to visit the Berklee College of Music, which was located very close to the New England Conservatory in Boston. Yotam Ishay, a pianist from Israel, and Upasak Mukherjee, a tabla player from India, showed me how study process looks like. I would like so much to have such educational institutions in Ukraine. In fact, Yotam was the only person with whom I could talk about air alarms, bomb shelters, and a country at war. We both have this experience. Unfortunately, Israel faced war again this year, and the war in Ukraine continues, and we do not know when it will end. Visible is a photograph of Yotam Ishay at the piano, a photo by Hannah Rose. To quote him, "War changes and influences music back home in Israel. In the beginning, there is utter shock, but then a need arises to speak the pain of the people and at the same time try to heal them. Music does that the best. I enjoyed briefly immersing myself in Ukrainian music. It felt more forgotten than something I never knew. It reminded me of some of my childhood music and deeply touched my heart." Yotam Ishay, piano player, Israel, USA. Link www.instagram.com/yotamishaymusic. On the day I traveled back to Ukraine, Russian rockets attacked Lviv. I remember when I landed in Frankfurt, Maine, that I opened the news and my first thought was, I hope my family is safe. They were safe. The next day, I was back at Lviv and received a lot of messages of support from GMW participants. My music friends were saying that before we met, the war in Ukraine was far away, but after getting to know each other, it is feeling very close. It was a moment when I thought about a possible charitable project together with GMW alumni. I wrote an announcement in our chat group and more than 40 people expressed their desire to take part. I hope it will be released soon. A photograph shows Mike Block playing a cello. A photo by Hannah Rose. Inserted is a commentary by Mike Block, director of GMW. One special value of GMW is the opportunity to become close friends and colleagues with people around the world so that the news cycle becomes personal. We care all the more about what is happening in Ukraine because our friend Anastasia and her family are being directly affected and we can ask someone we know what their experience is. As for global peace and understanding, it's also helpful to appreciate and feel deeply that any group of people cannot be fully represented by the actions of their governments. This idea helps me feel more connected to people from countries who might have a government that doesn't get along with my country's government. But we can still play music and collaborate and become close friends. Link www.mikeblockmusic.com. Another photograph shows Anastasia Wojtyuk playing the bandura during the workshop. A photo, Hannah Rose. During the Global Musician Workshop, my first goal was to bring Ukrainian music there and to open it to other cultures as well as learn new things from other cultures. I was not talking there about war. I was sharing information about life and heritage in Ukraine. I understand that war is not a very pleasant topic for everyone, but during this week, through the music contact, I reached the hearts of many participants, and many of them were asking, how are things going in Ukraine? And is your family safe? We established friendships, which produce a power of mutual understanding and love by going deep into our traditions and opening them for each other. I wish there were more such opportunities on earth. For more information, visit link www.silkroad.org/GMW. You may also like to watch this video on YouTube, link www.youtube.com/@globalmusicianworkshop. The last photograph, which is also the main cover picture of the article and was also taken by Hannah Rose, shows eight musicians playing together on stage.